CD2.
Yeah, stop that on there. I'll talk to.
He's
talk
talking right now. Good night. God bless.
I missed being here. But we got some... Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta! Okay, the levels are coming through. Tatuzi Akiyama with Gunnar Mueller. Points and slashes. Right now. But you're not going to get out of it that easy. And you are going to get into the unwrinkled ear. Because I got a bunch of... Oh, this was recorded in April of 2004 in Tokyo. Got a bunch of records I found at this place that said Old Books out in Waterville, Maine. Beautiful spot. The guy, I brought a bunch of records to the counter. My girlfriend and I spent a couple hours in his shop. And brought some stuff to the counter. And he was like, yeah, why don't you go upstairs and pick yourself out a 5 or 10 records, too, just to take with you. They were pretty dirty, found out when I got home, but I went up there and I was like, okay, I got 2 minutes to pick out records. So I didn't want to... He was doing it as a treat, so I didn't want to insult him and be like, eh, I couldn't find anything. So I just grabbed stuff real quick, picked up a Dave Brubeck record, a Lionel Hampton record, a Duke Ellington record, a little Jethro Tull record, thick as a brick. But get this, because I brought this record tonight. It says Thick as a Brick. It's got no song listings. All it says on one side is Thick as a Brick Part 1. On the second side, Thick as a Brick Part 2. There's no delineation into the songs. I mean, when you look at the vinyl, it's just all one continuous track. This Gunnar Mueller Tatuzi Akiyama album was actually mastered in July. And so you look at this Jethro Tull record and you say, okay. And you listen to it. That's actually what you do to it. You listen to it. And you say, oh God. I love me flutes. I love bubbles and shoestrings and flutes. So we'll get into that later. But to start things off, I got this Neil Young Crazy Horse record called Reactor I picked up from the shop. The amazing thing about this shop, by the way, is that I think almost 95% of the store was under $8 for sale, and almost all the records looked like they had never been played. I mean, just gorgeous condition. And when you look at a bunch of classic rock records that look like they're in good condition, that's kind of astonishing, because usually you go into a place that's real dusty and you're like, God, they got great records, but they sure look like shit. Not so with the Waterville Books Old Books and Record Store. And actually, I went upstairs to when he told me to go look at those records. And I was actually looking for books. I was like, you got a fiction section, because I just walked straight by all the books. And then I went up there and I was like, oh my God, tons of great fiction. Just like nice hardback, modern library copies, real cheap. And I was like, fuck, I don't have room. I got a stack of 25 records here. I don't even know how I'm going to pack those. I don't even know if my girlfriend's going to love me the same way after I figure out how to pack them in the suitcases. So this Neil Young and Crazy Horse record, Reactor, I really wanted to play you T-Bone, ain't got no T-Bone. The only lines are, ain't got no T-Bone, mashed potatoes. Excuse me, got mashed potatoes, ain't got no T-Bone. But it's 9 minutes and I can't just start the show ho-humming you like that, no matter how much unwrinkling I do and no matter how much wrinkling you need. So we're going to hear Surfer Joe and Moe the Sleaze. Look out for the line, we can smoke Garfong and watch him ride the big one. We'll be right back.
the big one and he let it go. There's somebody satisfied with winning. There's a story about Surfer Joe. Caught the big one and he let it go. He's somebody. He's somebody.
Those Chicago listeners, we still got Tattoozy and Gooner going on, but a little bit of Hecker there at the end. I'm jealous as hell that y'all get to see that guy perform again as part of Lampo's fall schedule. I just got the postcard. I think it's in November sometime, November 6th. Listen to a little bit of Hecker's Son Pandemonium. You know I love him. God. And he's already played Chicago like 4 years ago. I got some emails out trying to find out if he's going anywhere else in the U.S. I'm gonna be hurt if he's not.
She told me, oh boy, oh, that
noticed we just got a couple of Tommy Dorsey records in the stacks here. So if you got any requests, feel free to call up killradio.org. Care of the Unwrinkled Ear, 213-252-0998. I've also got half a tall boy of Bush that I will auction up to the best request. Same number. Different delivery system mechanism. Delivery mechanism system, rather. Little Alex Dobkin later. But right now, from Antwerp, oh, and the phone's ringing, Joe Steen.
Ah!
freak out constantly. Just chill out for a second and listen to this song about the truth. I can't hold Alex Dobkin back forever. I can hold her back for a long time, though, if I don't pile up the right goddamn slider.
If you want higher consciousness, I'll tell you what to do. You got to talk to a woman, let her talk to you. You got to build you a union and make it strong. And if we all stick together, girls, it won't be long. We'll have more friends, more freedom, more fun, too. Like living in the country. Of course, it ain't quite that simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the lesbian train. Cause if you wait for the man to straighten out your head, you'll all be awaiting, and then you'll all be dead and gone to heaven. All alone, all those nicer women have just passed you by. Suppose you're working so hard, it's just outrageous. Your life hasn't moved in ages. You go to the man, but he can't relate to a woman's mind or a woman's state. Well, he's puffing his ego, feeling masculine. He's got the whole world, he thinks, to stick it in. He looks out the window, and what does he see but a million women, and they all agree. They all agree. A woman loving a woman is where it's at. Yes, ma'am. Well, girls, you come to the hardest time now. The man will try to hand you every line. He'll plead, he'll argue, he'll sulk and the like. He'll call every one of you a goddamn dyke, man-hater, castrator. Men are human beings, too, a 50%. 47. Ah, well, work it.
You know what she means by that is men are 50% human.
In the kitchens, here's what we found. Scrubbing the floors, here's what we found. And raising the children, here's what we found. And being with each other, this is what we found. If we don't let maneuvering keep us apart, if we don't let manipulators keep us apart, if we don't let manpower keep us apart, or mankind keep us apart, we've won. What I mean is, we ain't got it easy, but we got it.
This next number is from a disc that I bought, and I was like, I have to buy this for my vacation to listen to on my vacation. Of course, I listened to it while I was packing. Straight No Chaser. Gil Evans stuff. 1959. Great reissue. The Complete Pacific Jazz Sessions includes that old bottle new wine thing. Some other album I can't remember the name of. Music for a film here. John Cage. You know, he's still writing music. 1991. Etc. Just read the Rauschenberg bio, so I feel like I owe it to John, since there's a couple of good anecdotes in there about John being kind of agitatable. I guess that means irascible and agitated. But it always had to do with when something was standing in the way of his work. Music for a film on Calder, as a matter of fact. But I do make good on my requests as well. And I got a request. For the Silver Train.